This is Rochester Speaks. I'm Pat Rivers. In this segment, we welcome Dr. Bill Valenti. He's Senior Vice President for Strategic Advancement, Chief of Innovation, Co-Founder, and Staff Physician at Trillium Health. He has published more than 150 peer-reviewed articles, book chapters, and scientific abstracts on HIV medical care, infectious diseases, and healthcare epidemiology and infection control. As Chief of Innovation, Dr. Valenti oversees programs to end the HIV epidemic, including pre-exposure HIV prophylaxis, otherwise known as PrEP, LGBTQ health, and the MOCA Center. And he also wrote a book, AIDS, A Matter of Urgency. A very busy guy. And he can also balance three plates in the air at the same time.
Well.
Dr. Bill, welcome.
Thank you, Pat.
And of course, the big gala, the White Party, is happening next month. Big event, big fundraiser for Trillium. We look forward to that every year, and we're going to talk about that too. Doctor, last time you were with us, we were talking about monkeypox and how it was affecting the gay community. Give us an update on monkeypox.
Well, the scientific name these days is mpox. The monkeypox, for lots of reasons, doesn't work and sends the wrong message. So we call it mpox.
Okay.
It's the same virus, though, that we were talking about prior. Mm-hmm. The other interesting thing about this particular virus, regardless of what you call it, is that it seems to have quieted down. Now, that doesn't mean it's gone away, because viruses like this tend to be unpredictable. Remember, it just arrived.
It did, like out of nowhere.
And with a new way of spreading from person to person with close contact, because we really hadn't seen that before. Mm-hmm. It's really animals to humans. And this is relatively new. The good news is that there was a vaccine available that was mobilized quickly. And I think what this does is it speaks to the importance of a quick response when you have these unpredictable viruses just begin to pop up and show themselves. That vaccine, education, behavior change may have helped quiet it down. Recommendations, though, are to continue vaccinating during this lull period.
Okay.
Especially for sexually active men who have sex with men. Would be a priority, a target group for vaccination, two injections, and it's very effective at preventing mpox disease. So while it's quiet, we're encouraging people to continue to vaccinate.
So it sounds like we got this at the head of it, that before it took hold. It's what it sounds like to me.
Right. Because we rarely have that kind of opportunity with these explosive new diseases.
Yes.
That it's already sort of entrenched itself, and we're trying to chase it as opposed to getting a little bit ahead of it. We learned something from HIV, certainly, mm-hmm. in terms of getting the word out, behavior change, and staying on top of it and mobilizing quickly. So that may have helped. But as I said, there are a lot of unanswered questions here because these viruses are just so unpredictable.
I see. Mpox, and it's still out there.
It is.
It's just, as you said, we're in a lull.
Quieted
right now.
Down.
That's good. And that's good news. You know, after all we've been through these past 3 years, it's nice to hear some good news. Tell us about the strides that have been made in HIV infection and care and treatment. And I understand that there are some here, even in our community, where the virus is no longer detectable.
We call it undetectable. There's a blood test that can be done that measures the amount of virus in blood. And with proper treatment, people are taking their medicine as directed and stay on the medicine and do it regularly. We can achieve what we call undetectable viral load, which means a very low level. It does not mean that the virus has gone, or it doesn't mean cure. That's really a different activity, different thing medically. But undetectable viral load, that is very low virus in blood with treatment, also means that people don't spread virus to other people sexually.
Oh, okay.
So there's a prevention piece to that in terms of, we say treatment is prevention. In other words, somebody with HIV who's on treatment and taking it as directed with this low or undetectable viral load doesn't spread it to others sexually. And that is good news. The other good news is about drugs. The drugs that we're using are better, more convenient once a day, fewer side effects. They're for life right now.
Okay, so these are medications you have to take for life.
For the treatment side.
Okay.
The interesting new event in all of this is there are now injectable drugs that can be given by injection every other month and do the same thing. They work as well as the daily pills.
Okay.
And that's a real achievement because not only can those drugs be used to treat HIV, but also to prevent it, that you can use those same drugs. That's that PrEP that you mentioned in my intro.
Yes.
The pre-exposure prevention piece. Somebody who's at risk for HIV, who can take one pill a day or can do this injection every other month that will prevent HIV. So what's new is we have much better ways of stopping HIV spread, which is why in New York State for a number of years now, and in the U.S., we're talking about ending the epidemic. In other words, if you get enough people tested and on treatment if positive, mm-hmm. or prevention if at risk, you can really begin to slow down HIV. We still don't have a vaccine, so we're going to have to treat our way out of this.
I see. How close are we to a vaccine?
Well, I've been asked that question every year for almost 40 years yeah. now, and I like to say we're getting there, but we really haven't. Here's the good news, though, is the mRNA technology that's been used for COVID vaccine is now being looked at for an HIV vaccine.
Hmm.
So there may be some good news coming down the pike.
Okay.
In a while. Because that's never been done before. We've
yeah.
never used an mRNA.
What's an mRNA, just for those of us?
It's a technology. In other words, there are a number of different ways to make a vaccine. Their vaccines are built mm-hmm. chemically with either protein-based or sometimes they have a snippet of inactive virus
okay.
in it to ways of stimulating the immune system.
I see.
And this mRNA technology is another way to instruct the immune system to fight against, in the case of COVID mm-hmm. virus, and what's being tested is instructing the immune system to fight against HIV when exposed. So that's a new technology or a new way of making vaccines. Actually, the COVID vaccine is new. The mRNA science mm-hmm. with this mRNA is about 40 years old. It's not new.
Okay.
So when people talk about with COVID vaccine, well, it's a new vaccine. Well, it is, but the way of making it is something that we've been studying for 40 years, that mRNA.
Okay. I've heard of it mentioned before,
yeah, yeah.
and especially the last couple of years here, we're all becoming exposed to epidemiology in ways that we never knew possible.
Right,
you know?
One way or the other.
So the after effects of COVID, you know, now that we're on the other side of it, I hope, from your perspective, where do things stand within the gay community? Or the community in general, really.
The community in general with COVID is, the concern is this long COVID or these post-COVID, after COVID symptoms that mm-hmm. remain. Fatigue, headache, sometimes heart or lung problems, often in older people or in people who have other underlying health problems. And now that COVID has quieted down a bit, not completely, we are seeing less of it. But there are still a number of people, many people out there with these long-term symptoms. Let me give you the good news, though, about a way to prevent that, and that is to get vaccinated and to stay up to date with vaccine.
Okay.
And the vaccine story, we hope, is getting simpler with this new, what's called a bivalent booster. And what that means is it has two different kinds of COVID in it to, again, instruct the immune system to prevent infection. And it's new. That vaccine is new in September of 2022.
Okay.
So everybody needs at least one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, maybe to make it simpler, we would be giving this new vaccine along with flu shots in the fall, and then there would be a regular annual booster for both COVID and flu together.
Okay.
So we still need to get our arms around the COVID problem, because the farther away you are from vaccination, the lower your immunity.
What about those of us that caught it? Actually, twice for me.
Yeah.
Does that help my immune system at all?
You do have some protection for a while, but
okay.
After about 6 months, it begins to fall off, and that's time for this new, what we call, again, bivalent booster.
Okay.
To do that and maintain your immunity, because vaccine or infection gives you some protection for a while, but eventually it begins to fall off after about 4 to 6 months or so. What we want to avoid here is to have a repeat of what we saw a couple years ago. Nobody needs that.
No, we don't need to shut everything down again.
Not at all, no. I mean, that's just not in the cards.
Okay.
There's a way to prevent that.
Yeah. We know a lot more now we've gone through this, and it's been quite a learning experience.
It has indeed, and I think the message that I would send to people is that, well, I've rolled up my sleeve a number of times now. In other words, been vaccinated, and I'm up to date with boosters because I believe in the science and trust it, and would rather have a sore arm from a vaccine than be on a ventilator in the hospital or worse.
Yeah.
Because this is, again, like a lot of these respiratory viruses, unpredictable. So we really don't know if we're going to see this recurrence or this another wave.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say a good maneuver for all of us is prevent that with vaccine.
Very good advice, Dr. Bill Valenti. We are speaking with Dr. Bill from Trillium Health, our guest here on Rochester Speaks. And now a little bit about Trillium Health, if you may, for those that might not have access to health care, health insurance. How can Trillium help?
We've been helping with health insurance and helping people pay for health care for 40 years. So we've been doing that since the beginning when we were just an AIDS program.
Right.
Because we were
AIDS Rochester.
We merged with AIDS Rochester in 1990. The AIDS clinic was called Community Health Network. CHN people in AIDS Rochester merged. The paying for health care, need insurance, and we do that. We help people get insurance or Medicaid and affordable insurance so that because there's also this exchange that's part of a big New York State program that has access to health insurance for people who are uninsured. So 545-7200. I know you'll have to push a few buttons to find the right person, but yes, we do that.
Okay. And if anybody would like more information, you have a great website. Or they can stop by your offices on Monroe Avenue, right?
Monroe Avenue. We also do pediatrics and women's health at an office on Science Parkway, which is off South Avenue.
Oh, yes.
So
I'm familiar with that.
We've expanded, become more of a community health center and offer a wide range of things. Our core activities are HIV, sexual sexually transmitted infection, sexual health, LGBT health, including a large transgender program, and also general primary care, pediatrics, and women's health. So we do it all these days. But, you know, the philosophy is still the same. We take care of people regardless of their ability to pay.
Okay. And then finally, Doctor, in our remaining moments, the White Party, which is coming up June 10th. We didn't have it for a little while because of the pandemic, but now it is back. It is Trillium's largest fundraiser, an evening of drinks, dancing, and entertainment, all while dressed in your best white wear.
It is. This is year 10.
Yes.
Of the White Party. We're looking forward to it. It's at the Mercantile on Main, Saturday, June 10th. And it is an important fundraiser because it also brings people together around a common cause. So it's a rallying cry, a call to action.
Well, if anybody who's ever been to a White Party before knows that they are just fantastic events. You guys really pull out the carpet and we all have a good time.
It is.
Make some good money off this.
We do. It's our major fundraiser for the year. A lot of community and sponsorship support, and 500-ish people will attend.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to it.
And then ticket information, you can get that on
the
Trillium site as well.
Right. TrilliumHealth.org.
TrilliumHealth.org.
Yeah.
All right. Dr. Bill Valenti, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today, and we'll have you back on again for another update.
My pleasure.